Hello, everyone, and welcome to worship on this All Saints Day. This is a live Zoom, and today we in the church have a screen where we can see you as well. That's a new upgrade we've done here. Couple of announcements today. Following the service, please stick around if you'd like for a kind of a mini coffee hour. You have to bring your own coffee, unfortunately, but I'm sure you can provide that. And we'll have give us a couple of minutes, and we will come together, and you'll have a chance just to chat with some folk at the coffee hour. Today is All Saints Sunday. If you have a candle that you would like to light in remembrance of someone, you can do it during the opening piece that is called Remembering the Saints. We begin with the ringing of the bell. Oh, no, sorry. Almost skipped the prelude. Sorry about that. We'll start with the prelude, Prier à Notre Dame by Léon Boulmann. Thank you.
stands bright, the stands with palms and sings its songs before the throne of light. These are the saints who kept God's word.
Joseph, Abraham, Sarah, Rachel, Isaac, Rebecca, Leah, Jacob, Esau, Miriam, Moses, Rahab, Gideon, Deborah, Samson, David, Hannah, Samuel, Solomon, Isaiah, Zechariah, Elizabeth, Simeon, Peter, James, John, Joanna, Susanna, Priscilla, Mary Magdalene, Nathaniel, Timothy, Zacchaeus, Philemon, Onesimus, Lydia, Paul, Simon of Cyrene, Ezekiel, Daniel, Silas, Barnabas, Ruth, Elijah, Esther, Martha, Jeremiah, Luke, Dorcas, Micah, Titus, Timothy, Phoebe, Naomi, Eunice, Lois, the woman at the well. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the faithful who have gone before us and are at rest, let us give thanks to the Lord.
Alleluia.
We sing For All the Saints, verses 1 and 2, number 422.
Faith before the world confess.
Christ.
Saints of the Church, Francis of Assisi, Dog Hamishold, Chief Seattle, Bernard of Clairvaux, John Donne, Thomas Aquinas, Hildegard of Bingen, Martin Luther, John Calvin, Elizabeth of Hungary, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, John Wesley, Johann Sebastian Bach, Teresa of Avila, Heinrich Schütz, Martin Luther King Jr., Florence Nightingale, Albrecht Dürer, Catherine Winkworth, Elizabeth Fede, Perpetua and Felicity, Toyohiko Kagawa, Søren Kierkegaard, Birgitta of Sweden, Clara Moss, Augustine of Hippo, Isaac Watts, Julian of Norwich, Catherine of Siena. For public servants, the government, and those who protect us, that they may be upheld and strengthened in every good deed, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who work to bring peace, justice, healing, and protection in this place and every place, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all servants of the church, for this assembly, and for all people who await from the Lord great and abundant mercy, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For renewers of the church, whose prophetic voices call us together around the gospel of salvation, let us give thanks to the Lord.
Alleluia.
We sing verses 3-5 of All for All the Saints.
time shall you be blessed for keeping faith firm to death and scorning worldly trust.
Saints of this community, you will note the candles behind me are lit for each one. Stephen Brooks, Roald Finanger, Molly Shelar Fresh, Luann Durst, Beverly Rulin, Robert Krieger, Chuck Radash, Patricia Sargent, Ken Palin, Jackie Hauser, Milo Brooks. For this assembly, for all who have shared their lives and faith among us, for all who have done good works in this congregation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who teach and those who learn, for those who serve and share the gospel, and for those who still are still to come, that faithfulness and service may abound, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For deliverance in the time of affliction, wrath, danger, and need, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Rejoicing in the communion of all the saints, let us commend ourselves to one another and our whole life to Christ our Lord.
To you, O Lord.
Let us pray. O God, remember your church throughout the world. Make all its members grow in love for you and for one another. As you have received our sisters and brothers who have gone to their rest in the hope of the resurrection to eternal life, bring us at last with them into the light of your presence, that in union with all your saints we may give you glory forever through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
We sing verses 6 and 7 of For All the Saints.
Hallelujah.
Hebrews 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Looking to Jesus and surrounded by the cloud of witnesses, may we live forgiven, running the race God has set before us, both now and to eternity, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit your people together in one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in lives of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who love you through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen. Our first lesson for this All Saints Day is taken from Revelation chapter 7, beginning at verse 9. After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands, and they cried in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne, and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne, and worshiped God, singing, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressing me, saying, "Who are these robed in white? And where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." And he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of water of life. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm today is Psalm 34. We will read verses listed responsibly. "I will bless the Lord at all times. The praise of God shall ever be in my mouth.
I will glory in the Lord. Let the lowly hear and rejoice.
Proclaim with me the greatness of the Lord. Let us exalt God's name together.
I sought the Lord, who answered me, and delivered me from all my terrors.
Look upon the Lord, and be radiant, and let not your faces be ashamed.
I called in my affliction, and the Lord heard me and saved me from all my troubles.
The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear the Lord and delivers them.
Taste and see that the Lord is good.
Happy are they who take refuge in God.
Fear the Lord, you saints of the Lord, for those who fear the Lord lack nothing.
The lions are in want and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack nothing that is good.
O Lord, you redeem the life of your servants, and those who put their trust in you will not be punished. Our second lesson is from 1 John, chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called the children of God, and that is who we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
It's time for our children's sermon, so I'd ask the boys and girls who are with us to come forward. There's a many of you children yesterday put on costumes and celebrated Halloween. Now this year, of course, you probably didn't go out and get your candy like you normally would, but I really wonder what your Halloween costume was. So if you want to put that in the chat box, you certainly could. I wonder if you could figure out what I was on Halloween. We're going to show a picture here. Let's see. Can you recognize who I might be? There I am holding some candles, and there is my daughter and her boyfriend. I'm sure you've guessed by now. I am Lumiere from Beauty and the Beast. And Christina is Belle, and Robert is the Beast, and Marty, of course, is the little footstool. He did not keep his costume on very long, however. So that was a lot of fun, but Halloween also has many pictures of scary things, scary images of death, like ghosts, cemeteries, and graves, and skeletons. That can be really scary when we think about death. But then When we look at our lesson for today, which is All Saints Day, a day in which we celebrate those who have gone before us to heaven, there's a very different picture. If you read the book of Revelation, you see that there is a picture of people assembled around the throne of God. And in the middle of the throne is a lamb. Now you have to understand that the book of Revelation was written in a secret code. It was written in a secret code so that if somebody was caught with this book, they wouldn't know that you were really Christian, so that you would be saved. If you were caught being Christian, sometimes that was not a good thing back in those days. So the secret code of who would the lamb be? Who do you think? Yes, of course, it would be Jesus is the lamb, and they're all surrounding this throne of grace. It was also, there's another code in our lesson, where it says, robes made white by being washed in the blood of the lamb. Now tell me, if you washed a robe in blood, what color would it be? Red, of course. But here in heaven, washed in Jesus' own forgiveness and love, we are all made saints, created saints, made saints by God. The saints are completely forgiven by Jesus. So there's no reason to be afraid of death, for Jesus is there always for us. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate your time, children. Now let us pray. Our gracious God, we thank you for your love which sustains us day by day. And we pray, O Lord, that your sustaining love might be with us throughout the coming week. May this, your word, give us strength and hope. Amen. We live in momentous times. It's the eve of a historic national election. Cases of COVID-19 are rising dramatically across our nation and across the world. Devastating wildfires and hurricanes have surpassed records. A reckoning concerning race has led to a host of protests in our land. In all light of all this, what does All Saints Day have to do with anything? Well, delving into these lessons, I believe there are three attitudes or dispositions that can give us strength to face these momentous times. The first is gratitude. Now, at first glance, gratitude might not be obvious in these lessons. Jesus does not say in these Beatitudes, blessed are the grateful, though perhaps gratitude could be considered a part of what it means to be pure in heart. But from our first lesson from the book of Revelation, we do hear the angels and the elders and the four living creatures around the throne sing, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. For me, the attitude of gratitude is particular for this day because since the earliest times of the church, Christians are gathered to give thanks for the lives of the saints, those for whom you may have lit a candle, and those who continue to bless us from generation to generation. Some of you have favorite saints. I want you to take a moment to name them. What is it about them that have touched you? What about them elicits gratitude for you? Among the many saints that I am thankful for is a man by the name of Gerald May. May was a deeply spiritual man and a psychologist who wrote numerous books connecting spirituality and psychology, among them Addiction and Grace. Gerald May wrote a poem called More Than Images, which I shared some years ago I share it again because it is an imaginative and humorous look at what the afterlife might be like. And boy, in our day, could we use some imagination and humor. More than images. A spacious room, a high ceiling, a world, candles flickering, souls kindled. Around the walls, paintings, posters, icons, images. But more than images, presences. Merton and Bonhoeffer are drinking beer. Their bottles clink together as they confer. St. Francis and the Sultan play chess. The Sultan always wins. Francis seems not to get the game. Fiercely, he protects his pawns, but gives his bishops up with glee. Mother Seton, Sojourner Truth, and Hildegard of Bingen are making a quilt. Hildegard wants to add more and more green to the pattern. Harriet Tubman and Rosa Parks and Ignatius of Loyola tread the turns of labyrinth together. Inigo's limp slows him down, and the others keep to his pace. Elijah and Julian share a barley cake, the raven on the shoulder and the cat on her lap eye each other with suspicion. Gandhi and John of the Cross and Martin Luther King are swapping jailhouse memories. They want Bonhoeffer to join them, but Merton keeps opening another cool one. Rumi and Meister Eckhart have been writing song lyrics. Teresa of Avila rounds up John Woolman and Black Elk and Frederick Ozanam and Simone Weil to start a garage band. Dorothy Day and Claire of Assisi want to sign up. They want Howard Thurman to come too, but he's learning Tibetan chant, his deep-throated voice growing ever more resonant. Eddie Hilesum looks upward, murmuring contentedly, so many stars. William Blake is teaching an art class, but his students aren't paying attention. Chuang Tzu and Albert Einstein have gotten paint all over themselves. Angels, says Blake impatiently, ranks of angels surround us. He waves his hand in the air. He points at us. For we too are here, among these witnesses, servants, pilgrims, martyrs, in this patchwork communion of saints, we are here. Holy One, by what fiery grace have we come to join this company? We praise you for the gifts of guides and companions. May we be such to each other. Show us our walking stick and our narrow way. Turn us to stillness and to hastening. Turn us to doing the little righteousness that is ours to do. Give us strength to love. Teach our hearts to break and break. Teach our hearts to break and break. That line directs us to the second attitude All Saints lifts up, that of mourning. Now, at first glance, you might be asking, why would anyone want to mourn? Most of us are scared of tears. We say, keep a stiff upper lip. Big boys don't cry. Don't be a crybaby. As much as we buy into this, I wonder how much we are denying ourselves the opportunity for healing intimacy with God, each other, and ourselves. We hear Jesus say, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. And that beautiful phrase from the book of Revelation, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Presumably, the saints standing around the throne had to be mourning first so as to allow God to wipe away their tears. The attitude of mourning is particular for this day because all of us know beloved saints who have died. Maybe your parents, grandparents, friends. Grief is a very real part of life, particularly now, for so many whose lives are challenged by the losses they have had to face. The Hebrew scripture scholar Walter Brueggemann writes that as we, both individually and as the church, allow ourselves to experience the depths of our grief, can we know true worship and true praise. Brueggemann writes about the prophet Jeremiah in his book, Hopeful Imagination. Jeremiah enters painfully into Judah's season of grief. All around him, there is a season of cover-up because the grief seems so incongruous with all the market indicators. There is grief and there is cover-up. This grief may produce a season of hope, but not soon, not quickly, not easily, not yet. Real hope comes not in tough-minded histrionics, but precisely in, with, and under grief. Brueggemann goes on to suggest that the people who prefer to keep things as they were, then and now, are the managers of the status quo who deceive themselves and others into pretending there is no illness. They are fascinated with statistics. They are skillful at press conferences. They believe their own propaganda. They imagine that the Babylonian threat will soon disappear, that the economy is almost back to normal, that Judean values will somehow survive, that religion needs to be affirmative, that things will hold together if we all hug each other. In a word, they believe that grief is treason, that candor about what is underneath only causes failure of nerve and weakens the entire enterprise. These words were written in 1986 and are strangely prophetic today. The tears that God cannot wipe away are the ones we do not shed, the griefs we won't admit. All Saints' Day is a day in which each, in our own way, can shed a tear for loved ones lost, for people of color who suffer and die simply because of the color of their skin, for the suffering and loss experienced by the coronavirus, for the harsh division inflamed by political leaders, for a climate that is changing. It is as we acknowledge and experience our grief that, as Brueggemann says, the grief may produce a season of hope. And that's the third attitude on this All Saints Day, hope. In a second work by Brueggemann, written just this year, entitled Virus as a Summons to Faith, Political Reflections in a Time of Loss, Grief, and Uncertainty, he writes again, referring to Jeremiah. First is to engage in relentless, uncompromising hope. This is more than civic assurance that we will all get through this. It is rather the conviction that God will not quit until God has arrived at God's good intention. There's a purpose at work in, with, and under, and beyond our best resolves. That holy purpose is tenacious, steadfast, and relentless, that we and all of God's creation will come to well-being. The task of the church is to hope in a way that is grounded in the good, faithful resolve of God. As the psalmist says in the psalm today, I called in my affliction and the Lord heard me and saved me from all my troubles. That is our hope. Gratitude, mourning, and hope. These three are our challenges today. Another favorite saint of mine, Henry Nouwen, pulls all three together in a quote that I sent out earlier this week. Gratitude is not a simple emotion or an obvious attitude. It is a difficult discipline to constantly reclaim my whole past as the concrete way in which God has led me to this moment and is sending me into the future. It is hard precisely because it challenges me to face the painful moments, experiences of rejection and abandonment, feelings of loss and failure, and gradually to discover in them the pruning hands of God, purifying my heart for deeper love, stronger hope, and broader faith. Gratitude, mourning, and hope are all three difficult spiritual disciplines because they call us to face our pain without whitewash, something that is long past due for our nation. The only whitewash that is effective, according to the writer of Revelation, is the blood of the Lamb. They have washed their robes, made them white in the blood of the Lamb. The saints who stand before the throne have been made clean and hopeful through God's relentless, uncompromising love in the death of God's only Son, Jesus, who is both Lamb and Shepherd. Christ's suffering is the foundation for our hope today. As we enter into this election week, let us remember with gratitude, mourning, and hope the saints who have gone before and who would call us now to walk faithfully before our God. Amen. We are all going to take a moment now to go into breakout rooms. You will first need to unmute yourself if you wish to be heard. After introducing yourselves, I would like for you to respond to the questions. Name one of your favorite saints and why has this saint touched you? The question is also in the chat box. For those of you who are on a telephone, you may press *6 to unmute yourself. You will rejoin our worship service after 5 minutes. There are several of you on the screen that we can see here that did not get into breakout rooms for whatever reason. We're not quite sure. This is one of those Zoom things, but we will be returning to our worship service here shortly. I hope you've had a time to contemplate what your favorite saint is and why. Our next hymn, which I'm going to announce now, and then we're going to go come out. Yeah, if we could have them come out, is you get to hear this, Ye Watchers and Ye Holy Ones, number 424. But we're not going to play it yet.
Echoing
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord,
who was conceived by the Holy Spirit,
born of the Virgin Mary,
suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead.
On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven.
He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen.
Longing for Christ's reign to come among us, we pray for the outpouring of God's power on the church, the world, and all in need. Creator of us all, you are the source of every blessing, the judge of every nation, and the hope of earth and heaven. We pray to you on the eve of this important and historic election. We call to mind the best that is within us, that we live under God, that we are indivisible, that liberty and justice extend to all. We acknowledge the sin that runs through our history as a nation, the displacement of native peoples, racial injustice, economic inequity, regional separation. And yet we profess a deep and abiding gratitude for the goodness of ordinary people who have made sacrifices, who have sought opportunities, who have journeyed to this land as immigrants, strengthening its promise in successive generations, who have found in freedom on these shores and defended this freedom at tremendous cost. Uphold and safeguard poll workers and election officials in their work. Be with us in the days that are near. Remind us that your ways are not our ways, that your power and might transcend the plans of every nation, that you are not mocked. Let those who follow your Son, Jesus Christ, be a peaceable people in the midst of division. Send your spirit of peace, justice, and freedom upon us. Break down the walls of political partisanship and make us one. Give us wisdom to walk in your ways, courage to speak in your name, and humility to trust in your providence. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Lord of every place, guide all people of the earth through weather extremes, drought and monsoon, heat and cold. Hold in your mercy all places where lives have been disrupted by natural disasters, especially in Oregon, Washington, California, and Colorado, and the Gulf Coast states. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Lord of every nation, we pray for peace in the place of violence, in Philadelphia, in Nigeria, in Syria, France, and all other places of conflict. Be with all who have lost loved ones. Protect those whose human dignity has been denied and oppressed in our nation. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Lord of every blessing, your Son's blessing came to those living with poverty, grief, hunger, thirst, and persecution. Shape our vision of the saints to match his own. Awaken us your call to serve all who suffer. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Lord of every venture, grant your healing blessing to those among us who need your help, that our mourning may be turned to joy, especially for Jim, Nicole, Fran, Elliot, Doreen, Tom and Breda, Jennifer, Don and Susan, Craig, Pat, Karen, Roe, Dana, Charlene, Mason, Linda, Beverly, Sunny, Vic, Ruth, Rolf, Tim, Harry, Maureen, Bud and Jeannie, and Peyton. Grant your grace to all who are facing suffering due to the pandemic. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Lord, of every time, countless are the multitudes who have called by you have called by name and gathered to yourself. Comfort us as we grieve those who have died in the past year. Stephen Brooks, Roald Fenanger, Molly Sheila Fresh, Luann Durst, Beverly Ruleem, Robert Krieger, Chuck Radash, Patricia Sargent, Ken Palin, Jackie Halzer, and Milo Brooks. In faith, may we join with them in ceaseless praise. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Receive our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, until that day when you gather all creation around your throne, where you will reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share God's peace with one another.
saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the Lord in glory comes, oh, when the Lord in glory comes, oh, Lord, I want to be in that number when the Lord in glory comes. Oh, when the new world is revealed, oh, when the new world is revealed, oh, Lord, I want to be in that number when the new world is revealed. Oh, when they gather around the throne, oh, when they gather around the throne, oh, Lord, I want to be in that number when they gather. When they crown him King of Kings, oh, when they crown him King of Kings, oh, Lord, I want to be in that number. When they crown him King of Kings, and on that hallelujah day, and on that hallelujah day, oh, Lord, I want to be in that number.
Let us pray. God of all goodness, generations have turned to you, gathered around your table, and shared your abundant blessings. Number us among them, that as we gather these gifts from your abundance and give thanks for your rich blessings, we may feast upon your very self and care for all that you have made, through Jesus Christ, our sovereign and servant.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right to give you our thanks and praise, O God, for you bring all who trust in you out of that great ordeal into the glorious reward of heaven, and number them among the multitudes of your saints. You created the earth as an inheritance and destined all life for glory that is yet to be revealed. Through the law and your prophets and apostles, you called a people from every nation, tribe, and language. In your child Jesus, you revealed your desire to bless the poor in spirit and pure of heart, to wipe away the tears of those who mourn, and to satisfy all hunger for righteousness and peace. Though he was persecuted and killed, you raised him to life, and with him you are saving all whom you keep, all who keep faith, so that they may be like him when his final glory is revealed. And so with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy.
With all the saints of Africa and Asia, Europe and the Americas, India, Australia, and the islands, we praise you, O God, for creating the world. With all the baptized, the old and the young, the weak and the strong, the famous and the forgotten, we bless you, O God, for providing mortals with food. With all the faithful in tents and mansions, cities and farms, past and present, we worship you, O God, for sheltering the generations. With all your holy people who minister in the church, who serve the poor, who walk the way of the cross, we glorify you, O God, for journeying with us in Jesus. With Paul and the evangelists, we remember the meal of your Son. On the night before he died, he took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With Peter and all the martyrs, we honor Christ's death, saying, Amen.
Amen.
With Mary Magdalene and all the apostles, we proclaim his resurrection, shouting, Amen.
Amen.
With John, the theologians, and the mystics, we celebrate Christ's presence with us, exclaiming, Amen.
Amen.
With the Virgin Mary and all who sang of your greatness, we pray for the power of the Spirit. Imbue this gathering, this bread and this cup, with the merciful body and blood of Christ. Form us into a communion and infuse your earth with the wholeness we seek. With grandparents and godparents, with Orthodox, Roman Catholics, Protestants, Pentecostals, Evangelicals, and Independents, and with Steve, Roald, Molly, Luann, Beverly, Robert, Chuck, Patricia, Ken, Jackie, and Milo, lead us to a future we cannot yet see, and at the end, draw all humanity to yourself. Now, with all the family you saved by your love, we shout blessing.
Blessing.
Glory.
Glory.
Wisdom.
Wisdom.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Honor.
Honor.
Power.
Power.
Might.
Might.
Be to you our God forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread.
Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us.
Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Amen.
The gifts of God for the people of God. We sing the Lamb of God. Communion hymn, Taste and See, number 493.
Together, let us all pray.
praise God's name. I call the Lord who answered me. From all my troubles I was set free.
Oh, taste and see, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Oh, taste and see, taste and see the goodness of the Lord, of the Lord.
Worship the Lord, all you people. You'll want nothing if you ask. Taste and see that the Lord is good. In God we need put all our trust.
Taste and see, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Oh, taste and see, taste and see the goodness of the Lord, of the Lord.
Now may the power of Christ's body and blood reach deep into your hearts, your mind, and your body to heal your wounds.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, in this simple meal you have set a banquet. Sustain us on the journey. Strengthen us to care for the least of your beloved children. And give us glad and generous hearts as we meet you on the way.
Amen. Amen.
Our sending hymn, Shall We Gather at the River, number 423.
Saints at the river that flows
by the throne of God. Soon we'll reach the shining river. Soon our pilgrimage will cease. Soon
May the God of all creation, in whose image we are made, who claims us and calls us beloved, who strengthens us for service, give you reason to rejoice and be glad. Blessing of God, sovereign, Savior, and Spirit, be with you today and always.
Amen.
Beloved of God, go in peace and love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our postlude is Nimrod from Enigma Variations by Edward Elgar.